Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, my next guest has probably had, well, I don't think he drinks coffee. He just gets fired up naturally. It's just naturally occurring, a spontaneous eruption of common sense. Seton Motley here, president of Less Government. Seton, how are you?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
You don't drink coffee, do you?
No, I do not.
You see, I remember these
things. It looks good and smells great and tastes terrible.
Yeah. See, I remember these things. You know, it's like we're becoming close personal friends.
Yes, you do.
At any rate, net neutrality. You put it quite simply, the left is always wrong, so stop listening to them. Now, in fairness, you know, I think you have to, you know, listen to the left on occasion, find out what their concerns are. Don't you have to accommodate them on some level?
Well, I think, you know, I always kind of characterize myself as the East German judge. Remember in the Olympics before the Soviet Union fell, an American gymnast would do an amazing routine and get a 9-9 from the French and 9-8 from the Brits and 9-9 from the U.S. And then the East German judge would throw up a 5-5. That's me. We listen to them way too much. So I go all the way to the extreme and say we shouldn't listen to them at all. And it's a negotiation tactic that I think Donald Trump uses. Very briefly, you know, he's the media has spent, and many on our side have spent the entire year freaking out, threatening trade barriers. As I pointed out in the piece last week, he threatens them. Does he ever actually impose them? No, but he uses that as a negotiation tactic to get rid of impediments to their markets for our product.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He does invite Charlie and Nancy into the inner circle from time to time to have tea and crumpets, and then throws them back out, and a day or two later is tweeting nasty things about them again. I mean, it's kind of part and parcel for Washington these days.
Well, I think that's also useful, because when the Democrats then come out and say, we weren't involved in the tax reform bill process, you say, well, you met with Trump. Why didn't you? Where was, you know, he reached out to you. What happened? You slapped, you know, remember Obama's line? We'll reach out to Iran. You know, if they clench their fists, we'll reach out our hand.
Right.
We keep reaching out our hand, and they slap it. You know,
or
Trump,
bite it.
Chuck and Nancy slap it. So, hey, yeah. We invited them. We had a meeting with them. If they don't want to be involved, that's on them.
Yeah. So the big story today, of course, and I know we were supposed to talk about something else, but it occurs to me, listening to what you're saying there, the Democrats don't care what happens in Alabama today. They figure they win either way. They figure if Doug Jones wins, they can, you know, do 10 victory laps, and if Roy Moore wins, they can do more, because they think they can make Roy Moore and the allegations against him the hood ornament of the Republican Party and somehow try to claim some moral ground for which they have no claim based on their previous habits and activities and members and so forth. But that's what they're hoping for, right or wrong.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and again, it's an amazing long game they're playing and how many of their own soldiers they're shooting in the head to get to it. Of course, the ultimate objective here is to get Donald Trump. That's why they...
Of course it is.
The same old allegation women came on. By the way, one of the three women on Megyn Kelly last night that had already accused Trump and accused him again, you know what his offense was? He asked for her phone number.
Well, that's pretty forward.
Now, well,
I'm joking.
I'm sorry, but aren't we stretching the definition of harassment beyond all usefulness?
Yeah, asking for a phone number.
For your phone number?
I didn't see the piece, but I'll take your word on it. Asking for a phone number doesn't qualify as anything except for, well, asking for a phone number. That's the end of that. But
right.
the bottom line, I wrote a piece last week, and I titled it Trump at Any Price. And that's it. It's Donald Trump at any price. They don't care. They'll go any place. Yeah, they'll pay any price.
They're killing a lot of their own guys to get there. I mean, a lot of them.
Well,
and,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I said, yeah, you're exactly right. They're willing to chum the water with their own in the hopes of catching him somehow. But as you look around and you watch, you know, you just watch what's happening with CNN and the ABC and all of these news companies, alleged news companies, that'll also do just about anything, and they keep getting caught and making huge mistakes. It's been the most embarrassing couple of weeks in the national media I can remember. It has. Everybody's walking back stories. You know, CNN is walking back stories. So is Bloomberg. So have the New York Times and the Washington Post and ABC, of course. Brian Ross still on a vacation. He should have been fired. So should the guy from CNN have been fired for the false stories they're running
Money
that
Rogers.
Are still out there.
Yes.
Well, it's a joke.
The media now is 3 million stooges. It's a clown show, and there's a writer for the Federalist, and please forgive me, sir, I don't remember your name, but he made a brilliant point, which Rush Limbaugh picked up on yesterday. I heard it from Rush first, but then I found the feed. The point is, if this isn't ideological, why is every single media mistake all in the exact same direction? There has not once been a story that made Trump look good, and then they had to retract it.
And if it's not ideological, I'll go one step further. If it's not ideological, why are the media mistakes all picked up by all the other members of the media, propagated around the world in 20 minutes, and then they come back and go, oops, yes, we were wrong. I mean, one feeds on the other, which feeds on the other, and they take the false narrative, whatever it may be, Brian Ross saying that Trump, the candidate, was talking to Russia, which, by the way, still wouldn't be collusion in and of itself.
Oh, and by the way, can I make a point on that, too? Because his alleged talking to Russia was talking to WikiLeaks, which is accepted as fact by the media, is a front for Russia, and I don't accept that as fact. Julian Assange says over and over again, I'm not getting my stuff from Russia.
Yeah, there's no evidence of that. You're exactly right.
WikiLeaks, yeah, any connection to WikiLeaks, they say, oh, it's Russia. And I don't believe that's necessarily true.
I agree with you
on that.
And by
the way, on the Access Hollywood tape, too, by the way, they all leave out the very important three-word phrase, they let you. Trump said they let you, which means it's not harassment. They let you means consent. So this whole thing that, you know, when Franken gets up and phony fake resigns and says, I do note the irony that they have a guy on tape in the White House on tape admitting to harassment,
yep,
and sexual assault. No, they don't. You have a guy who said they let you. Which
if you're rich,
they let you.
If you're rich, they let you do it, I think is the whole quote. But they let you is the operative part of that sentence. They let you.
Yep.
That's correct.
Yep.
So here you look at, and you're right about this fake resignation. Al Franken was doing terrible in the polls. He probably wasn't going to be the guy that they wanted to run the next time around anyway. And a resignation, let me tell you.
He stole it the first time.
Well, we know that. He stole it in court from Norm Coleman. But the way you resign is you resign. You walk out of the chamber and it's over. You don't resign and say, well, you know, I'm going to stick around for a few weeks and vote on this and vote on that and make sure my vote is heard on taxes and running the government and the border wall. Come on. When you resign, resign.
And on top of that, I bet you, you know, everyone says, you know, this phony resignation leaves it open where if Roy Moore wins, he'll stay. I think he has a press release ready to stay regardless of who wins. I think he's got a press release to stay if Roy Moore wins. He's got a press release to stay if Jones wins.
Well, in all honesty, I would not have resigned if I was in the same position as Al Franken. You are deserving of due process. I don't care who you are. You are deserving of that.
I agree.
And, you know, and I dislike Al Franken to the core, but he does not. I wouldn't leave under the same circumstances. Real quickly, last word.
No, I agree. I'm a big fan of due process, and I'm really my biggest. Well, heroes in this right now are the liberal women who were saying, I'm in favor of due process and the Me Too thing has already gone too far.
There you go. Seton Motley, president of Less Government. He doesn't even drink coffee. He's just fired up this way all the time. Great conversation as always, my friend.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on oil heat. For its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at oilheatamerica.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Trying to save money? Well, DTE Energy is committed to helping you save. As a matter of fact, we lowered our natural gas rate by 9% as of April 1st because we're passing our own lower costs onto you. So you get safe, reliable energy, and you pay less, which means you save more. Just go to dteenergy.com/newbill for more information. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.